Taking a couple slightly deeper breaths, take a moment to settle into your seat. Feel the chair or the support beneath your body. And notice all the places where your body contacts the support beneath you. The edges between your body and what your body's resting on. And notice where in your body you feel your breath most keenly. Go to that place where you feel the rise and fall of your breath. Maybe you feel it in your collarbones or chest. Maybe you feel it in your navel, rising and falling. I invite you to maybe wiggle your hips slightly or undulate your spine and just nestle a little bit deeper into whatever's supporting you, your chair or your bed. Just notice for a moment what's happening internally in your mind, any thoughts you might be having, any mood tones. I'm just acknowledging what's here. Having acknowledged your current state of mind, let's maybe take 3 cleansing breaths just to settle back into our body. Take a deep inhale through your nostrils. Fill the lungs with air. Let your body swell with breath and hold the breath in at the top. And then release the breath out of the parted lips, sighing it out like and making a sound like ha. Great, let's do that 2 more times. Inhale. Filling with breath, holding the breath in at the top. And let it go in a sigh. Good. And one more time. Inhale. Hold. And release. Let the breath return to normal. Feel any sensations in your body. Any tingling, any warmth, any streaming, whatever's here. Feeling yourself centered and present. Now I'd like you to let your mind drift to a time when you have engaged with your anus. Or perhaps had a partner engage with your anus. And if you've never had any engagement with your anus, maybe just think about what it would be like to touch your own anus. And as you do, it might be very subtle, but I just want you to notice what comes up in your body. What happens in your pelvic floor if you focus on the space between your pubic bone in the front of the pelvis and your coccyx or tailbone in the back of the pelvis? Really focus on those 2 points and feel the space between them. Feel the space between the pubic bone in the front and the tailbone in the back. And then if you shift your weight a little on your seat, you can feel your sits bones, those butt bones that rest on the chair or floor beneath you. And your pelvic floor makes up that space between the 2 sit bones and between the pubic bone and coccyx or tailbone. So again, as you're letting your mind consider your anus, and what it would be like to be penetrated or to be touched on your anus. What happens in your pelvic floor muscles? Do they constrict? Do you notice the anus puckers or tightens? Or maybe space in your womb? Maybe there's a tightening there. And take another deeper breath, just continuing to imagine someone, whether yourself or another, touching your anus, loving your anus, penetrating your anus. And what do you notice happens in the subtle muscles of your face? What happens in your jaw, your eyebrows, the space between the eyebrows, skin of the forehead. What happens with your breath? Are you holding your breath, or is it coming out even and steady? And all of this is just information. Whether you're experiencing and openness to the idea of anal play and a juicy, warm, vitality sensation, or whether you feel a sense of fear or concern or disgust, whatever arises for you in this practice, just take note. It's all just information. I'm just taking a few more slow, steady breaths, breathing into this awareness of what your relationship with your anus and sharing it with another or with yourself brings up. And keeping your awareness internal, I'd like you to consider for a moment what past associations you have with anal work or anal play. What messages have you received growing up or culturally about your anus and what you should or shouldn't want? And as you consider someone, whether yourself or another, penetrating your anus, how do those past associations or conditions show up? How do those past associations play into whatever emotions you might be experiencing? Disgust, trepidation, anticipation, excitement. Just making space for all the messaging and conditioning you've received. Yeah, and now that you feel the awareness of that past messaging, that past conditioning, I want you to fine-tune your awareness on your anal sphincter specifically. Let your full attention flow to your anus and just notice the musculature around it. Is there a heaviness, as if the muscles were pushing out as though defecating? Or are the muscles tight and upward and inward as if trying to prevent something from entering? Is it difficult to feel the anus? Is there just numbness there, like a blank spot in your body? Or maybe you're feeling really alive and comfortable with your anus and it's soft and opened, relaxed. And again, all of this is just information. There's no right thing or wrong thing. Just noticing, just witnessing. And we'll take a few more slow, deep breaths here.